primarily attended by international students. This is USA News.
What up?
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com, coming to you from the Hub at Hotel MTK in Mount Kisco, New York. I'm Rob Adams, sitting alongside of my partner of all these so many years, Mark Jeffers.
Well, Rob, I know that when we walked into the place today, the place was just, it was a buzz of being, you know, our final spring show, or first day of summer show.
That's very true.
However, we'll be back for a special summer thing. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, yes, the place here is hopping. We're happy to be here again. And we have Mike at the bar and Jay, who's been doing a wonderful job giving us those waters.
You know, the ginger ales have never tasted better. And the orange juice, I might add.
Oh, by the way,
for Sean Adams.
And he has, a slice of orange with the...
What'd you do to my son? You sent him away.
He's looking for our first guest.
Oh.
Sometimes, you know, live radio, that happens.
Ah, Bach. Okay.
But speaking of Bach...
Yes.
I have next to me, who's now looking at, I get the betting lines for tonight's games, is Dave Turomeo. Dave, how are you?
I am well.
Okay, and, just checking on you.
Based on my betting experience, I will pick all losers. But that's the story of my life. But
what's new? We have a big show tonight.
So Nature of the Beast.
What's new and exciting?
Listen, everything is good. We're in a summer session for Manhattanville. We are building a lot of things on the SBI consulting side. So lots to talk about going forward in the sports business world, which is ever-growing and gaining in new business development, which is awesome.
Did you have a nice Father's Day?
I had a great Father's Day. Thank you for asking. Yeah, my family took me to dinner in New Canaan, and we had a nice meal. And you know, it's always good to see my kids.
Yeah. Did you have a good Father's Day?
I did, and we had barbecues. And I understand from Sean, my secret source, that you worked.
We did. Sean and I both worked on Sunday with the Renegades. I did the public address announcing. Sean did the high home camera one. So we were with the lovely New York Yankees affiliate, which just clinched a playoff spot last night. Does that give away anything in the clubhouse report?
No. Congratulations.
Okay. They also had a controversial one-hitter. Should have been a no-hitter.
Interesting that it's already playoff clinching time.
I know. They play those halves in minor league ball, which I think is silly. But anyway, big show tonight. Nice Austin coming up. And a favorite of mine, Roy White, all that and more. Sean Kelly in the studio, Bob Small back alongside of us. We take a break and we get going with the Clubhouse right after this on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse from Mount Kisco. I realized we're on Facebook Live and I was blocking the camera, which the camera only picks up me because I don't have a wide enough camera angle to catch four of us.
You said we have a wide...
Respectfully.
You know, we're drinking water all the time. And I thought it wasn't working tonight. Now it's like I would have combed my hair.
I know.
Somebody was insulted in that. And I don't know.
And we're not sure who.
So, you know, Bob and I made it work. We figured out that I just had to dig through the bag of tricks. See, I'm just off the plane from Europe a few days ago, so I haven't reset all my broadcast goodies because I unpacked before I left.
And also your time. What time is it right now in your European world?
It would be 12:06 a.m. if I were still over there.
All right.
Which means I'd probably still be standing at a pub, or at least someone would try to still have me at a pub
there
at that hour.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
That's all well and good until one of my colleagues had his phone literally stolen from his hand.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Now, my watch says it would be 11:07.
Nope. 12. It's 5 hours. 12:07 a.m. over there.
Right. Daylight saving timer, they don't have that?
No. We're the country that has that.
I'm previewing the show now.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ready for this? I'm excited about this.
It is a tight show. I know.
Well, that's why I want to get my 3 cents of... All right. So Bill Gilbert is on his way. He's the owner of BG Entertainment and BG Autographs. He'll be joining us shortly. We have, of course, a good friend of ours, Denise Austin, who's going to talk a little bit about keeping us in shape, which, by the way, is a good idea. And, of course, one of your favorites and one of my favorites and one of Dave's favorites, Roy White.
Yep. I don't care much for him at all.
And there you go. Roy has written this really cool book called
Tommy Agee.
Roy White, From Compton to the Bronx. And if our listeners want to get one before we have Roy on, you can get it at hellopif.org for a signed copy of Roy's book, From Compton to the Bronx. So there you go. And I think, just walking into the place, we have right now Mr. Bill Gilbert. Bill, come on over and throw a headset on.
By the way, as Bill's setting up here, I just want you to know that round is a shape. All right? Round is a shape. So when you say get in shape and,
is it a circular shape?
Wow.
Or is it a square?
That is deep.
That is deep.
Bill, get that microphone, kind of bend it, goosenecks right in.
It's a shape, too, and I got that figure going.
There you go.
Well, don't rub it in.
There you go.
So I spent 3 hours writing this intro for you, Bill, so I'm going to read it. So
let's do it.
It is my pleasure to introduce Bill Gilbert, owner of BG Entertainment and BG Autographs. Welcome to the clubhouse.
Guys, thank you for having me, and I'm sorry I was late. My GPS took me to the Optum building 2 minutes up the road.
All right, well, so 10 laps after
no worries.
The show.
I'll do it. I'll give you some push-ups, too.
There you go. All right.
When we make him sing at dinner, it'll make him...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's all. That's all. It'll be better.
Yes. So before we go to break, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
So, we just opened a store in Yorktown Heights, so BG Autographs. We've been in the memorabilia and sports business for 10 years now, so... a lot of great stuff. We just had the Sandlot for Father's Day. All 8 characters were
out. I saw that.
It was very, very cool. We're doing a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to be traveling with the band a little bit. We're going to Kentucky with them. But they liked our setup. So we have some things in the works for their 30th anniversary this year. They're doing 30 ballparks around the United States, 30 cities for the 30th.
Nice.
So we're going to piggyback with them and...
10-year anniversary, no offense, but, I mean, would you get in this business when you were 10 years old?
My company I've had for 20 years. We're actually coming up to 2024 is our 20th year. I started in 2004.
Good for you.
Yeah. He looks well for that.
He does.
And our radio audience is not going to know that, but on the Facebook audience will know that, so there you go.
I'm in my 30s. That's all I'll discuss.
That's
all
right. Oh, good for you. All right.
So, Bill, tell us a bit how you got involved in this whole autograph memorabilia biz.
I kind of fell into it with Family Fun Day. I have a DJ company that I started in 2004 as a 17-year-old high school senior. I was doing a lot of Sweet 16s. 2 years into the business, we did a Family Fun Day with Steve Smith on the Giants playoff run, number 12, the slot receiver, first Super Bowl. We brought him out for a Family Fun Day. We did like a cheerleading expo, bounce castles, all this stuff, and he made money. So Steve Smith introduced me to Ahmad Bradshaw, and we networked throughout the Giants. We were just a Giant signing company for a while. And then COVID, with the DJ company and the rental company that we have, everything came crashing down, and we were already heavily involved in the autographs, and we took it full gear with Larry Bird, Allen Iverson, Jerry West, Charlie Sheen. We were going all over the United States during COVID, facilitating mail order and, doing signings and a wholesale order for the industry that really blew up over COVID. The card market and the memorabilia market
really shot up. Yeah, it exploded.
But we were in different cities every week doing 2-3 signings a week, for 3 years straight. So we made a lot of connections, and I amassed a lot of inventory, which hence the store.
There you go. Well, speaking of which, we're going to have you're going to hang with us the whole hour.
Yes, I'm
so
here.
We're going to have
53 minutes, so I'm 7 minutes late. So.
Well, 53 minutes, 0.5.
Yeah.
But I was talking in our pre-production meeting, which we never have, but we had one actually, and Rob was mentioning Jefferson Valley Mall, and his son Sean is here, and we're saying, so in Yorktown Heights, tell us about that space.
So the space is really cool. It's a special mall to me. I grew up in Dutchess County. My grandparents were in Somers, and you know, growing up, I was always at my grandparents' house on the weekends.
Where are you from in Dutchess?
LaGrangeville, Hopewell.
So you went to Arlington?
I went to Arlington in 2004,
sure.
Graduate. Then I
he's a Wappingers graduate, so okay, John
cool.
Jay.
Yeah, Jay, okay, a little baseball competition.
There you go.
That's cool.
Yep.
But yes, John Jay was one of our rivals in all the sports. They're a very good program, a very good school. But I'm Arlington. I went to Pleasantville, Pace University, Dutchess for 2 years, and then Pace. So I was at my grandparents' a lot. I lived there while going to night school during my college years. So the JV Mall was very special to us. Retail, since COVID, has obviously hurt a lot of different businesses that were on the brink of going out. You know, were pushed out. And the malls aren't what they used to be. Amazon,
sure.
All the online shopping now is different. So we're doing these events. We're doing we have a second space downstairs called the Creation Station, which is a conference center, a smart office, an event space. We do our private signings there also. So we're kind of incorporating the DJ feel with the events and doing Q&As. We have stage. We have projectors. We have a really cool, not as nice as this. These headsets are great.
So make sure when he walks out, there's a headset with him.
Right, sure.
Yeah, let me know. I'll rent it. But no, the space is, there's some vacancy, but it's not as retail as it is. Your clothing stores, your things are few and far between.
It has evolved.
There's no longer a finish
lot.
Line. There's
yeah.
no longer
Sears, which is where I worked. I worked at
did you?
Sears, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sears was, the auto center, going to the tool department. My grandpa, I was a kid. I was in there every Saturday. So that's not there anymore. It's a big vacant space. They haven't been able to find a tenant to fill it. There's a lot of, they're getting creative with using storage and selling, different things, just to keep the property going. So we're more event and family-based, community-based with, things to do rather than things to buy.
So a couple things, and I know obviously this is radio, but I love the logo. The logo is really cool.
I designed this when I was 16 years old. It was
all right. And that actually leads into my next point, which is you're kind of like you're definitely an entrepreneur.
Yep.
Maybe a serial entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And is that something that's innate? Because that's something, in high school you're already doing things business oriented. So, I totally respect that. I love it so much.
When I was a kid growing up, like my mother started her own hair salon. And she didn't work until I was 14, but she put a beauty salon at her house. I always saw her working. My father has a construction company, I worked with him from 4 years old on. At 10 years old, I was making $10 an hour. I had the best baseball mitt. I had the best bat. But I was instilled with the work ethic that you had to earn what you get. You want something, you got to go make the money. I'd come down to Somers, like I said, when it snowed, we were out there with our shovels. When it was spring, we were selling Easter crafts. Christmas, we'd have our shovel, put that away, go sell our Christmas ornaments around the block. So we always had that, my brothers, I did baseball umpiring. I always had something going on was what I enjoyed. I haven't worked ever. I worked for my father.
Here's the question. Because I run a master's program at Manhattanville College in sport business.
Yeah.
Mark teaches on the advisory board.
Okay.
Rob's been involved. These guys have been involved. Is that something you could teach?
It's not something that...
Is that part of you, or is that something that people can learn?
I think you can learn it. I don't want to say that, because there's never anything that's out of reach. I don't feel, and as long as you could see it, you could feel it, you could put yourself mentally in that spot, then you could be it. But I think talking to people, having that knowledge, I think it's going to be a lot harder for people to do that in this day and age. Like the kids that are 15, 13, 10... that grew up during that little COVID run there, I think it's going to be a lot harder for them to look someone in the eye and be able to talk to them, to be able to shake a hand, to be able to sell a room.
Gotcha.
But no, I think it could be learned. I think it's like anything. Public speaking can be learned.
All right, we have to grab a timeout. We will continue. We'll get more with Bill. We've got Denise Austin coming up. Roy White still to follow. The Clubhouse continues from Mount Kisco, New York. We're at Hotel MTK on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. We'll be right back.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
We welcome you back to the clubhouse. Final show of the season and a lot of moving parts going on. Rob, Mark, Dave, Bob with you. Sean in the studio, and Sean is going to connect us with a big guest that Mark's going to introduce right now.
Well, thank you, Rob. I must say, it's a pioneer in the fitness industry for 40 years, best-selling author, creator of Fit Over 50 magazine. Denise Austin is a champion for men and women who aspire to be healthy, active, and vital at every stage of life. Welcome back to the clubhouse, Denise.
Oh, hi, you guys. Great to be back.
How are you?
I am doing great. I'm healthy and happy, and it's summer, so I'm really happy.
All right, so first off, Denise, before we go, you know, we have lots of questions for you, but how was your 40th wedding anniversary in Spain?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. We had the best time. We went to the island of Mallorca, and then we went to another little island called Menorca, and it was beautiful. We hiked, we ate, we drank, we enjoyed each other, we met with some friends. It was so much fun.
All right, but remember, you can never tell my wife, because we've been married for 35 years, so Sarah can never know about this anniversary.
Well, it was a big one, 40 years.
I know.
So, wait till you get 40.
I'm 5 years. So love your slogan, you are worth it, and your trademark zest for life and positive outlook. Sarah and I work out to your videos, and it does really seem like you're in the room with us. So tell our audience, how do you do that?
Well, I honestly, when I am teaching somebody and it's just a camera, I feel as though you're my best friend, you're my sister, you're my brother, you're somebody there that I can really just involve myself with. It's kind of like osmosis. Come on, you can do it. You deserve to feel good, and let's go. So I, for all these years teaching, I've really put myself that I'm your friend. I'm there to lead you, and let's go.
Okay. You are a true fitness icon, and we all know that you help women all the time. But what about us guys that need help? How do you help us?
Well, everybody needs to be healthy and be fit. You just feel so much better. And I tell my husband, I tell every guy, that you could just do walking and start, because walking is such a great form of fitness. Everybody can just get out there and get their heart pumping, work on all their major 640 muscles of the body. That's why I love walking, because everyone can do it. You walk, you talk, you catch up, and it's such a wonderful way to stay healthy together, and you could also do it with your loved ones, which is so fun.
Hey, Denise, this is great to talk to you again. This is Dave Taromeo, and I'm just, your energy.
How
are you? Your energy just jumps through the air here, and being somebody who is a little bit older, not as old as Mark, but I have to tell you something. If you get, let's say, $50 for somebody to watch your video, I would pay twice that at least to watch Mark work out to your videos.
You know, Denise, this is a family show. I mean, why are you?
No, it's just, I know. You know, just that image when you said that. But listen, I appreciate.
But I do sit ups. I do, you know, push ups. You know, all
she does.
The major muscles. Still can, you know, work on doing calisthenics. You could stretch. You could don't. All right there in your privacy of your own home. You could stretch right now.
Well, that's
all you
awesome.
Have to do is stretch your arms over your head. Come on. That's
I'm doing it right now.
Stretch for your spine. Your spine is your lifeline, so keep it healthy. Keep it strong.
Uh-oh. Okay, we're all doing
and
it.
Good
we're going to send you a photo of this, Denise, by the way.
Okay, I want to see it. Suck it in. Come on, guys.
Now don't ask that question.
Okay.
Okay, so I just finished, Denise, Fit
Yes.
Over 50 Summer Edition. and you have this footwear deal with Easy Spirit. That sounds like a great deal.
I know, I'm so excited, you guys. It's a walking shoe, a line of walking shoes called Easy Spirit and Denise Austin Collection, and it absorbs shock every step you make, so it's a fantastic, comfy shoe. I worked really hard on getting a good arch support, because did you know, as you age, you lose your arch support, so you really need to have a good arch support in your shoe to support your foot, and it's so important as we age because it really helps to lift through the arch and it keeps your back healthy.
That's not all you lose, Denise. But anyway, so
hey, I'm the one with no arch support whatsoever. I've had flat feet my whole life. Denise, this is Rob Adams. Always so nice to talk with you.
Hi, Rob.
I wondered the following: What's your weakness? You know, for me, it's, you know, it's pizza or it's a frosty beverage. What's your weakness?
My weakness for food, of course, is hamburger and French fries. Oh, I love it.
Well,
I love Mexican so much. I can eat, you know, cheese and chicken enchiladas, and I love guacamole. But I don't call them cheat foods, you know, and I never have a cheat day. I just eat well 80% of the time, and then I have my treats 20% of the time. And that's kind of more my motto because, you know, I just love food. I'm from a huge family, and all we do is, you know, talk about food, what's the best foods, and what's the best, you know, one who has the best, you know, great bread at different restaurants. So I do a lot of eating no matter what it is. I enjoy it, and I don't beat myself up after I eat something like a piece of pizza because, you know what, I deserve it. I work out. Why not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will tell you, I follow you on social media, and your Instagram page, the positivity and the beauty of you and your family just comes right through. And it's really admirable that because it's very positive for sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so I'm also now – I'm all the joy that we're bringing here, Denise. But you're in, in the last magazine, Quick Tension Tamers. And by the way, I love the alliteration. Can you tell our audience a little about the Quick Tension Tamers? Because Bob Small's sitting here, and he needs a tension tamer, our engineer.
Yeah, I sure do.
Well, the whole idea is, you know, a lot of times people are sitting slouch forward. It hurts their neck. When you slouch forward, your tummy has nowhere else to go but pooch out. But if you sit up nice and tall, you have a good position for your back and you pull your tummy in. But also you can relax your shoulders. So one of the most important ways to relax your shoulders is to do up shoulder circles. You know, just circle the shoulders up and back and really feel the stretch. And another one is to place your hands behind your neck and then open up your elbows and look up to the ceiling, because that is a fantastic way to open up your chest muscles that start to get curved forward when you're sitting at the computer or at any time you need energy. Open up your chest, take deep breaths, because deep breathing really helps to get the oxygen flow to the whole body. And a lot of times people have kind of like shallow breathing because they're slouched and you can't get the oxygen because you're so slouched over. You're kind of, constricting in your lungs. So it's really important to open up your chest. So right now, wherever you guys are, just place your hands behind your head and push your elbows back and you'll feel a good stretch in the front of your chest, but also it opens up your lungs. Take a deep breath and breathing. Oxygen equals energy. So always think about good breathing.
Wow, I feel better already.
Good.
All right, Denise, so tell us a little bit. I know your daughter Katie is following in your footsteps. Tell us about how proud you are of her.
Oh, I'm so proud of her. She, about when she graduated from college, she realized, Mom, I really love teaching exercise. I want to follow in your fitness footsteps. And I said, okay. So then we just started doing mother-daughter workouts. And then she took off on her own because, you know, she has a different demographic, obviously. So she did more HIIT routines. And I do, of course, more low-impact routines. So it's been such a joy to see her, you know, on her own, too, and doing so well. She's speaking right now in Cannes, France, for a big Lions Festival event. So she does all different types of things. And, you know, it's so different now. There's so many people on social media doing fitness. So it's an incredible kind of journey to watch her. It's so much fun. And I love that she helps me, too, because she helps me. She's the one that got me on Instagram and TikTok. And so we really help each other, which has been really a joy.
That's great.
It really is. I mean, I've even, Sarah and I have even looked at the yoga, and we've done that as well. So I'm a big Denise fan.
Oh, Mark.
Rob, do you have a quick?
So great. I'm so glad we all need flexibility.
It's true. We have one more question for you. Go ahead.
So, Denise, this is Bill Gilbert. I'm proud to say that I was your opener. And you just said that you were new to Instagram. So I pulled up your Instagram just to do a little bit of homework as they were talking to you. I see you have 325,000 followers, and you're new to Instagram. That's absolutely amazing. But looking through your page, like your branding and just your personality exploding through with the consistency and for how long you've been so good at what you do, it's really cool to see that, and it's really inspirational.
Very good.
Oh, yep. I really appreciate that. It's
Denise, before we let you go,
social media.
It is different.
Before we let you go, tell our audience where they can get learn more information about Denise Austin and all the fun things you do.
Oh, thank you, guys. Well, everyone can log on to deniseaustin.com, and you'll find all of my exercises. I do a whole array of different new workouts for fit over 50, but I also have all of my TV shows that I've done back in the day. So I got those all digitized so people could do some of my, you know, retro TV shows as well as my new ones. So it's a nice combination of 300 different workouts. Wow. So, and then I've got my new magazine that just hit the newsstand today, the first day of summer. So I'm very excited about that, too.
Thank you so much, Denise. We really appreciate you being on the Clubhouse. Round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Denise.
We'll take a break. We're right back after this.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Hi, this is Fotis Boliakis, and I'm inviting you to listen to my program, A View of World Affairs and Current Events, every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, and delves into diplomacy, trade, geopolitics, international security, and at seminal events that shaped the international system. We look back in history to educate, compare, and extract explanations. Expand your horizons beyond the shores of Greenwich to see the world with Fotis Boliakis on Saturday mornings at 9 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
On a very busy Clubhouse, rocking and rolling here tonight. Denise Austin was great. As we bring it back here on 1490 AM and WGCH.com, Rob, Mark, and Dave.
Well, I know that you're going to be doing the majority of this interview because your tremendous love of this next guest. But
go ahead, keep talking.
I was like,
what you talking about?
It is a great honor to introduce. Well,
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we're ready.
Oh, then we'll we can swing things back. I thought we were ready.
No,
then.
I think we miscommunicated. Okay, we're good now. Go ahead.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Is this live radio?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Anyways, it's a great honor to introduce one of the most beloved New York Yankees of all time. Roy White was an all-star outfielder for the Yankees from 1965 to 1979. Roy played in the 1977 and 1978 World Championship Yankee teams. Roy has written a new book, Roy White, From Compton to the Bronx. Roy, welcome to the Clubhouse.
Thank you. Glad to be with you guys.
How are you?
Ed, I'm doing okay.
Okay, I have one question. I'm going to throw it over to Rob, who is a big, big fan, as we all are here. But it's a great book, great career. Tell us why you decided to write this wonderful read.
Well, you know, I've been asked many times, you know, over the years after I got out of baseball about writing a book about the Yankees. But everybody wanted a tell-all type of book, you know, to talk about George, tell about Billy and teammates and stuff like that. And I was never really interested in doing anything like that. So I turned down a lot of book offers over the last few years. And finally, I was doing a podcast, and an author, a guy had done some books that lived in Jersey, not too far from where I live, and saw the podcast, and he knew the guy that was running it. And he says, tell Roy I would like to do his autobiography. I don't think he's ever done an autobiography. And so the guy got back to me, and then I thought about it, and I said, you know what, I think I'll do one, but I just want it to be about me, and it would be my legacy for my grandsons, and maybe an inspiration to young kids growing up. So we talked, and he said that's the kind of book he wanted to do, and I decided to do it.
And it's a wonderful legacy, Roy. This is Rob Adams, and it, indeed, I grew up with you, and I grew up with those early 70s teams. And you come up at such an interesting time, making the majors in 65. Of course, the Yankees go to the World Series in 64. But yet, there's something beloved about those 60s and early 70s teams. What is it that fans connect with you guys over?
No, I hear that a lot. You know, they always bring up just the Horace Clark years. You know, that,
yeah, there's a Facebook group, in fact. Yeah,
right. They give a bad rap to my first roommate, actually, Horace.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good, decent ball player, really.
Yes,
he was a guy that went out there every day, gave 100%. They led the league in double plays one year, I believe, in 1970, him and Stick Michaels. You know, Stick Michaels was this short, and he was at second, and they led the American League in double plays. So, and he hit around, you know, 260, 270 every year, and stole, you know, 25 or 30 bases. So, but I think we had a lot of interesting characters on that team, and a lot of people tell me that they liked some of those teams. You know, as they said, Stick Michaels is short. Horace Clark at second. We had Danny Cater at first base at one time.
Right.
Celerino Sanchez, a name out of the past, who played third
base. Yep.
And Bill Robinson. You know, fellows like that, you know, that people enjoyed, you know, watching the team play, even though we were, you know, pretty bad, you know, for a good 6 or 7 years. So, and that was the funny thing because, when I signed the contract, you know, with the Yankees, you know, coming out of high school, I said, well, I know one thing. I'm going to be in the World Series every year when I get there. And it took 11 years before we finally got to a World Series in 1976 against the Reds.
Roy, I know that Mickey Mantle always said he wanted a great teammate on his tombstone. Was he a great teammate?
Yes, he was. Mickey was great. He was very good to us rookies. You know, Bobby Mercer, myself, come up at the same time. And, you know, he treated us just like we were, had been with the team all along. You know, a regular guy and everything. I remember being in the clubhouse the first time in spring training and him coming up and introducing himself. Hey, I'm Mickey Mantle, as if I didn't already know. But, no, he treated us great, and I think that was because apparently, Joe DiMaggio wasn't very kind to him, you know, when he was a rookie, when he came up. So, but Mickey was great, and I think he was a great inspiration for all of us, especially for me. You know, watching how hard he played the game, even with two bad legs, and running out every ball that he hit. I mean, a routine ground ball, and he would run 100 miles an hour down to first base. And we would be yelling from the dugout, don't run, you know, like, take it easy. You know, we would cringe, you know, being afraid he was going to blow out a knee or something like that. So watching him play like that, it was, I always said, how could I not hustle and play hard, you know, after Mickey Mantle plays the game the way he does?
Roy, this is Dave Taromeo, and I would just say this. I wasn't going to. I mean, I'm a Mets fan, which, I mean, young and foolish back in the day. went down the wrong path, but I watched a lot of Yankee baseball growing up in New York and watching you and just enjoyed watching you, obviously, both sides of the plate. And just hearing your voice confirms to me the type of guy you are, just kind of smooth and mellow and not kind of controversial. Just you're just kind of like the man. And I just want you to know I have total respect for your career and for the man that you are.
Thanks. No, I really appreciate that. I always felt, you know, that if I wanted to stay in the big leagues, that I was going to have to be able to do all of the little things, you know, that would make the manager want me to be in that starting lineup every day. So I wanted to be able to bunt. I wanted to be able to get a runner over. I wanted to be able to get a guy in from third base. You know, I could steal a base and then catch the ball out in left field. So, you know, that was my motto, and I think that helped me last, you know, as long as I did.
Roy, you know, a couple of key names that you've already mentioned. One, Bobby Mercer was just my favorite. You and Bobby and Mel Stottlemyre were my guys when I was a kid. But Thurman, what about Thurman Munson? I mean, Thurman has just resonated for now, you know, 44 years he's been gone, and just a remarkable human being. But your thoughts on Thurman and, you know, those other teammates you had at that time?
Well, you know, they still have a Thurman Munson dinner, and I think it's been 35 or 40 years that that dinner has gone on and on and on. And, it's, you know, it's the longest-running dinner, sports dinner, in New York history, so... You know, that tells you how much the people loved him. But I sat right next to Thurman for all the, you know, 10 years that he was with the Yankees, 10 or 11 years. So Thurman was the first guy I saw every day when I came into the clubhouse. You know, when he was a rookie, he came in. Locker was right next to mine. We were the last two lockers on the left-hand side of the Yankee clubhouse. And those were the last two lockers right before you got to the trainer's room. The last lockers was he kept his catcher's equipment. So, as I said, we became very good friends, you know, being me seeing him every day. And, I mean, from day one, you can see that this guy was going to be a great player. I remember being in left field the first game that he started. And the first time somebody tried to steal on him, I didn't even see the ball leave his hand. You know, it was like a second baseman turning a double play. You know, he threw the guy out by like 10 feet, and I was like, oh, my God, I've never seen a catcher with a faster release than that. And I think he had a base hit that first time. And this was a guy that was belonged right from day one. He was very confident in his abilities. I mean, he didn't brag about himself or anything like that, but he went out and showed you, you know, what he can do. And he was a leader. And we became very good friends. So we sat next to each other on a lot of plane flights. And the one thing that he always said to me was, Roy, when I want to have a good dinner after a game, I look for you. Because you know all the best restaurants in the American League.
You were the gourmet, Roy.
So, you know, a lot of those plane flights, you know, towards the end, actually, he was studying the manual, how to be a pilot, you know, while I was sitting next to him. And very family-oriented. It is, Roy, when I get this plane, after the game on Sunday, you know, we always had a Sunday doubleheader in Yankee Stadium. And Monday was a day off. He said, I'll be able to fly back to Canton after the game on Sunday and have dinner with my family at home, have the whole day off on Monday, and then fly back on Tuesday. You know, so that was his whole reason for, yep, you know, purchasing that airplane and everything. He was also very... You know, go ahead. I was going to say he was...
No, go right on. Finish up. Sorry.
Yeah, but plus he was a guy that was always thinking ahead. He told me what he was going to do after he got out of baseball, that he was going to develop shopping centers in Canton, Ohio, and real estate and stuff like that. So this was a guy that was a very intelligent guy also.
Yeah. So, yeah, returning back to the book first. I know it was in the book, but I mentioned that Marty Appel, who recently on the clubhouse, he wrote your foreword for the book. And something that I think this entire clubhouse gang will. He picked you as the best left fielder in Yankee history, and I think this whole group here would 100% agree with that. It was a wonderful forward.
No, it was great. I've known Marty for years. That was really rewarding to hear what he had to say about me and the forward there. But it was really great. And it was a tough left field. I was lucky for all those years. I only lost one ball in the sun.
Played it so well, though.
That was my biggest fear on every Saturday or Sunday afternoon day game would be, I hope it's overcast, because I knew it was going to be a battle. And I didn't want to lose a game out there, losing a ball in the sun. Because I remember as a kid in the 1957 World Series, the Yankees were playing the Braves, and Norm Seaburn was playing left field for the Yankees.
Yeah, yep.
And lost two fly balls in the sun in left field, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't want that to happen to me, so I was fortunate that it only happened once, you know, in my career playing left field in Yankee Stadium.
Our time, unfortunately, is running down, Roy, but where can folks get this wonderful book?
Yeah, you can order it on hellopis.org. That's an organization that that helps me out with stuff, and you can get the book directly from them, and it'll be a signed copy. So that's hellopis.org.
Nice job, Roy, because, you know, Ken made sure that he wanted us to make sure we said it that way. So good job by you.
He's the man.
There you go.
Roy, it was an absolute joy to speak with you for a few minutes, and thank you for all the memories, and thank you for coming on with us tonight. We're really grateful.
Thank you, and I hope everybody enjoys the book. I've got a lot of good reviews on it.
Thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
All right.
The great Roy White, 15-year Yankee, two-time world champion, three-time American League champion, two-time All-Star, and just a great human being, great Yankee. We will take a break here on the Clubhouse. We still have the Clubhouse Report to bring to you. That is coming up in just a moment here on the Clubhouse, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Today's teenager is tomorrow's potential regular customer. That's what the tobacco industry said about us. But what does it say about them? That they'll do anything to recruit new smokers. Like using menthol flavors to make products smoother and better tasting, so they're easier to start and harder to quit. In other words, menthol is not just a flavor. It's a way for big tobacco to attract and addict us. And there's nothing just about it. Take action at notjustmenthol.org.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out. 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse. By the way, I want to make sure we restate a couple of things. First of all, before we break out the band, H-E-L-O-L... Hello?
You know, hold on.
Go ahead.
H-E-L-L-O-P-I-F.org for a signed copy of Roy's book, From Compton to the Bronx.
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
F as in Frank.
Correct. Hello, P-I-F. As in Frank.
As in Frank.
And before the Clubhouse report.
You know what? My car is a little bit dirty.
It is dirty. And summer is here.
Oh.
So there's no better time than now to head to Splash in Bedford Hills. They have two wash tunnels to service you. A full-service hand wash, which includes vacuum and window cleaning, or their express exterior wash, which gets your car clean in just minutes. And Splash has free self-service vacuums available for its exterior wash customers. Don't forget their unlimited wash club, where you can wash your car as often as you want. For one low monthly price starting at just $21.99, your car deserves a better car wash. Splash!
Now that's a pro.
You know, it's a pro, but when you throw it over my copy, then I can't read the clubhouse report when you throw it over the copy.
Well, I figured, stop crying.
I figured
it was a good read. He had
I
the right.
I figured you would adjust.
Is Dave still here?
Dave is still
Dave's
here.
Not here, man.
Dave
is Bill still here?
Bill's here.
Yeah, we're just
Bill had a question for Roy, but we couldn't get in.
I know. Well, we
time reading. Is very tight tonight for sure. And the boss is here. Gideon's here tonight.
Yeah, man.
Let's have a round of applause. Gideon's here.
Gideon Fountain in the house.
You gotta like
Sean
that
Adams Gideon. In the house tonight. I mean,
is, you know, tell Gideon I comb my hair for Gideon.
Sean is completely engaged in the one? Show as always.
I know he's doing some research.
You comb which one?
All right, I think at that point enough. Let us get the band in place. Woo-hoo. Conductor, please strike it up.
The Clubhouse Report with your host, Mark Jeffers.
Wow, see, that's bringing in the band was nice.
It touches you, doesn't it?
It does. I'm all teared up.
I can tell.
All right, let's start off with some baseball action.
Baseball.
The Gerrit Cole-led New York Yankees defeated the Seattle Mariners last night 3-1.
They
play
did.
Again tonight at the stadium with a 7:05 first pitch. Do we have any updates on that?
I will look into that.
Before we do, go ahead and do that as I go to the New York Mets,
ooh.
Who unfortunately dropped a day game today, 10-8 to the Houston Astros. You know, Dave,
hey, what's unfortunate about it? They
well, Dave, because we, as a Yankee fan, Rob and I want that to be, you know.
Listen.
Okay.
All right. The great Bill Parcells said what? You are what your record says you are.
Yep.
And the Mets are what they are. And the Braves are what they are. They're a great team. And here's the thing. What's the worst thing a fan could say about their team? The worst thing.
They don't try. They have no heart.
They say a word that we can't say on the air.
The worst thing. The worst thing you could say.
The
worst thing you could say.
The boss is here for God's sake.
The worst thing you could say is I don't care.
Right.
Yes. Apathetic. And not that
apathy is a very bad thing.
And that's where I'm at. I don't care anymore. I'm not going to go to the ballpark. I'm not going to watch them. I'm done with it.
13.5 games out.
Yeah, they stink.
6 under .500. Yep.
You know what? I would sell everything. Everything.
There's still another half. We're all right.
Hold on. So now I want to go. No, now I'm going to go to. I'm going to
another Yankee fan.
I'm going to go to Bill. Yes. Bill, what are your thoughts on the Yankees and the Mets?
Well, I think that they got to definitely have a better second half. Both teams, you know, they've been plagued by injuries. You can't get around that. They got a lot of talent. You know, your Mets are finally a team. I think you should be happy. You got a good owner behind you.
I think they're
going to make some moves. I don't think they're going to.
But the owner dropped a ton of money on two pitchers who are doing
nothing.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Doing nothing. And the point is, you have to have sellable assets, right? We have the owner of the radio station here who understands business. You have to have, I mean, and Steve Cohen is a great, I mean,
smart
he's
man.
Got a ton of money.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you
shady
have to build,
business practices, but well, don't worry about that.
All right, look, you have to, but better than the Wilpons. Come on.
Yeah, yes,
least,
I agree.
At least
agree.
He's spending money and he's trying, and I get that, but this combination, this chemistry is not working. It's not working.
You can't buy chemistry.
No,
you cannot. You cannot.
And that's what the late 90s Yankees did. You couldn't buy that stuff. Bottom three at the stadium, no score. Seattle and the Yankees.
The Mets travel to Philadelphia for a Friday night game with the Phillies tomorrow, or Friday with a 7:05 start.
Well, Friday night would be, Friday.
Okay. Yes, that's Friday.
In WNBA action, the Connecticut Sun is in first with the New York Liberty in second place in the East. The Sun travel to Minnesota on Thursday for an 8 o'clock game, while the Liberty head to Atlanta for a 7:30 game this Friday.
Back to the Mets. No, I'm sorry.
No. We mentioned all sports here in the Clubhouse Report.
You're right. You're right.
Yes,
and just because Dave said that, NMLS action.
Just shoot me now.
NYFC, and Dave, you might take some notes here.
I'm taking notes.
Has dropped to 4-7-7 with two recent ties.
4-7-7?
Yep. See, they could go to, that could be a lottery number.
I think I see a tear in Dave's
and
eye.
And travel to Atlanta tonight. I'm not going to ask Rob for an update. With a 7:30 start, while the New Jersey Red Bulls are 4-6-7 and host Charlotte FC tonight in New Jersey, again with a 7:30 start. Turning to the pitch. See how quickly I moved off that?
Yes, move off that.
You did, and I do have an NYCFC score.
All right.
1-0, New York City.
And there you
leading
go.
Leading Atlanta. They are in the 12th minute.
Bob, do we need an applause for that?
Okay, if you like.
Thank you.
Thank you. in Major League Rugby.
New
York Ironworkers are in the playoffs and host a first-round match this Sunday at 6 o'clock against Old Glory D.C. at Memorial Field in Mount Vernon. And remember, on the early show, we had on one of the players, and they made the playoffs.
I have to say, I like Old Glory D.C. as a name of a team. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. I like that name.
And we had this in the pre-production meeting.
We did.
I said this 2 weeks ago. And you may want to chime in on this, Bill. For some reason, my family loves F1 racing. I get it. Except Max Verstappen always wins, as he did again on Sunday, taking the checkered flag at the Canadian Grand Prix.
Yes.
His fourth straight win.
Yes.
Bob, I mean, if I can bet it, I would bet it, but it would be like $1 million against the odds. So.
Yeah, you wouldn't make anything.
Is he the greatest thing since sliced bread here?
Right now, the combination of that team and him are the fastest thing there is. Yeah.
All right. It's amazing how quickly that sport's grown. And, you know, F1, I didn't even know what that was until about a year ago, as far as, you know, the demand of it and kids
you
coming in.
You thought people were being rude when they said to you F1, right?
F1, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, is that the new Pokemon card? The kids are coming in asking in the store for F1 cards and, you know, all this stuff. So it's really hitting the youth and growing very
interesting.
Rapidly.
That is interesting. That's good. Are, on the ground feedback there.
There
right
are
there.
F1 cards?
There are. Oh. Yes. F1 autographs. Fanatics is getting behind it. They're doing a lot with the guys traveling with them and doing signings.
Jefferson Valley Mall, Bob. Come on,
he'll be there. He'll be there tomorrow.
Okay,
not as good as toss
JB salad. Mall
over on the links.
On the links,
Wyndham Clark, who earned his first PGA win a few weeks ago, inspired by his late mother, Clark held on to win the U.S. Open in Los Angeles, finishing 10 under par. You know what? Congrats to him.
Good
he did
him.
A good job.
Very cool.
He really did.
Ricky
choked, but he did a good job. I'm happy for him.
And this gives us more time for the banter part and to bring in Bill, because as the sports and the clubhouse report, there's not that much to cover this week.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on right now.
So that will wrap it up for this week's clubhouse report.
Wow.
Rob, back to you.
I'm getting emotional at just how wonderful that was, and yet...
It was concise.
It was concise. It was very concise.
Tight.
Very tight.
Yes.
NHL or Hockey Hall of Fame
announced
a new class today.
Missed that in your clubhouse report, you
knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
But you get two New York, really,
I'm glad
one
you said
New York.
Knucklehead.
A New York icon for sure, and Henrik Lundqvist goes straight into
awesome.
The Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But I love that Pierre Turgeon made it.
Now, Pierre Turgeon played on. Listen,
now, he
Lundqvist
spent 4 years on the Islanders, but.
Just four years, and that was just a brutal team.
But he was on a good. He was on some good teams, though.
He was on some good teams. That is
the
a great
team that
player.
beat the Penguins.
Yeah. No, he's a good player. But Lundqvist is the story because
he
that
is.
First ballot he deserves is. It. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. I'm not a Ranger fan. I'm an Islander fan. But I think that, good, you know, congrats to him for that honor.
So, Bill, in the world that you are in, the VG autographs,
yep.
Tell us a little bit about your hockey. Do you have some hockey people?
We have the Dynasty team coming up for the Islander fans.
Nice.
We have all six remaining, you know, banners that are up are coming to the JV Mall. We have Goring, Billy Smith, Ryan Trotty actually booked the entire cast.
Wow.
Tinelli,
Nystrom.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we have all six of the guys coming for an autograph signing July 29th. But Lundqvist, class act. He deserves it more than anyone.
He does.
He's been clean. He's a great name and a great role model for the youth.
Good role model. But I'll try to get there because I'm a big. Those are my teams right there.
Yeah.
Of all the loser teams I root for, that one's at least something I can at least look back on and fondness.
Nice four-peat, yeah.
Also, before, I want to know, what are events are coming up that our audience should know about?
Walt Frazier, July 15th for our Christmas in July. We're going to decorate the whole mall. We got all the stores getting involved.
Scooping and scooping.
We're rally at the Valley is what we're coining it, to bring back retail,
even
bring
better.
Back the mall. And
I love that.
Walt Clyde Frazier, he's going to be swishing and dishing right
we
outside.
Love Clyde,
there we go.
We love Clyde. We're all Knicks fans here. That's one thing we all
that.
Agree on.
Yes,
yep.
You know.
Clyde and Earl the Pearl and Willis and who's dearly departed and that team was
special.
A great special team.
Yeah. Bill, what's kind of the holy grail of collectibles these days?
I mean, there's a lot of sought after stuff. Anything LeBron, Kobe. You know, I had one of the biggest Kobe collections. I was an avid Kobe fan.
Yeah.
When he passed, but you know his stuff is very in high demand because he sells nationwide. He sells very well, you know, overseas. Kobe, Babe Ruth is always, you know, some a sought after gem that everyone wants in their collection.
How about Mantle? Is he still
Mantle's good, but Mantle signed a lot. But you know, Mantle is you can never have too many Mantles.
Yeah,
it's not like you have your one you know ball on this player and you're done collecting.
Yeah.
There's guys that have Mantle rooms, you know. So he signed a lot and he signed a lot of unique stuff. So yeah. It's always cool seeing this.
But the Jeffers High School stuff, not so much, right?
No.
He played with Mark May.
Wow, the only out the really? High school stuff.
I was trying to move it with Bill earlier, but you know, it just didn't happen.
What's the trend? What's the latest?
Like I said, like the F1 stuff is coming in. Soccer is becoming very big, you know, with the youth. But you know, the Yankees, anything current, anything popular.
Interesting.
But the world of YouTube and the amount of knowledge that we didn't have growing up.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, in the early 90s. These kids have Allen Iverson at their fingertips. They never seen him play. They have, you know, all these guys that they could get footage and watch film and really learn the sport and the people that came before, the people they watch now. That is really cool, just to be able to transcend time periods with technology.
And I know time is running very short, so I'll let Mark take it, but I just want to say, trying to revive that mall, good for you. That mall special to me, having worked there and awesome. Gone in there since I was 14. So
Yorktown Heights, New York, guys, come see us.
Come on out. We're right off the Taconic Parkway, folks.
Good for you, man.
I'm so happy. I was going to mention real quickly, BG Entertainment started out not as an autograph place. So is there there's other things still going on there if you want to mention them
DJ,
as well?
We DJ. We do weddings, sweet 16s, bar and bat mitzvahs, not as much anymore, but we still do, and we do it very well. We have a tent rental business, tables, chairs, bounce castles.
That's huge.
And we like to do family fun days where we incorporate all of our universes together. We bring a player out. We do community events. Golf outings are huge right now. Charity auctions. If you have a charity or a fundraiser, we do 50% of our business is for helping others, you know, through the memorabilia, through
good
showing up, DJing on the golf course, etc.
He has Win It Wednesday, and he has a tremendous Instagram page. You go on the Instagram page, you could
see. Oh, I follow it.
There's sales, and there's also
all the time.
So tell our audience again, where can they get more information about everything?
Everything YouTube, Instagram, Facebook is BG Entertainment 845-865-863-5242. You could reach me direct. But BGAutographs.com and BG Entertainment 845 at Gmail, email. So everything BG Entertainment 845.
Just BG. Just look for BG Entertainment. And I just recently went to a wedding with a DJ, and I came away with the conclusion that I would be a pretty good DJ.
Oh, I think you would.
In terms of the music mix, I think I could.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you would be, for sure. Time is running out, my friend.
I know. I'm going to say we're definitely going to have Bill back in the fall season. And
Let's do it.
And that's it
for
the spring season.
There you go.
We get to put a wrap on it right here, and we will see you down the road. We will set a date and we will let you know when we're back for sure. A great show tonight. Bill Gilbert, owner of BG Entertainment, BG Autographs, Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, Denise Austin, Roy White, the great Yankee, Gideon Fountain, Sean Adams, Bob Small, of course, is here. For Dave Taromeo, Mark Jeffers, I'm Rob Adams saying so long from the clubhouse, Hotel MTK, Mount Kisco, New York. Come on out and grab a meal with these guys and grab a room, and it's all good here at the Hub and here at the hotel, and see you in the fall.
We'll see you in the fall.
Or maybe in the summer.
Who knows?
Know.
We'll let you know.
We will see you down the road. I'll see you on Doubleheader probably tomorrow at 4 o'clock, but you've been listening to The Clubhouse on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com from Mount Kisco. It's been a blast. Good night, everyone.
This is your community radio station serving Lower Fairfield County and